Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome back in the morning, Hookup. Hope you're having a great Monday start of your week, as we are. We appreciate every one of you. Stay cool out there. It's going to be a hot week in Lincoln, Nebraska all the way through at least Thursday, for sure. So take care out there. Drink lots of water. Stay cool out there. Hey, NBA, last night, we got some series, buddy. We got one that's over. But let's start with Brooklyn and Milwaukee. We've got a 2-2 series, Will Wilson.
I know.
As the Bucks get it done, 106-97 in that game. Giannis does his thing, 34-12. Middleton, 19 points. Holiday, 14 points. P.J. Tucker getting 13 points. Durant getting his. Not a great shooting night. What, 28-13, but he went 9 of 25. Big story here. One, James Harden still not all the way back. They're not rushing him back. That ain't even it. Kyrie Irving goes out, sprained ankle.
Yes.
Don't know the diagnosis on what type of ankle sprain it is. Could be like we talk with Dr. Dane Todd all the time. High ankle, low ankle, where is it at? Yeah. And what that means for Brooklyn. But much can be said about the defensive efforts that they have put on Kevin Durant with Tucker right now. And the stats are pretty magnifying on what's going on there, man. 2-2 headed back to Brooklyn, I believe.
And it is not looking good. I mean, you're telling me KD is going to win this series all by himself? Because that's, you know, basically what it is.
Not possible, by the way. If you're without Harden and if Irving can't go, not possible, I don't think.
No way. He's going to try all he can.
He doesn't have enough of another cast out there, I don't think.
No.
You got Blake Griffin, Harris. I mean, you need big nights from guys
and you can
that
see,
normally don't have big nights.
You can see Blake Griffin is, they're trying to get him to step up because he played over like 26 minutes the other day. And what did he give you?
Nine points, something.
Maybe a few hustle plays.
Yep.
Right? I mean, it's not looking good. If Kyrie, I don't know, they may try and rush him back hooks, but I'm with you. No way KD could win that by himself.
I don't think by himself he can. By himself. He's going to need, they're going to need to get one of those two guys back.
Yep.
It'll be Harden or Irving at some point.
I mean, who? I just don't.
But know. I think Irving more than Harden, by the way.
Oh, 100%.
On that,
but
so.
You take either one because they won the first two with Kyrie. I mean, yeah. Green, Green, if he plays, I know he's been hurt, but I mean, you're going to need more from him. That's what sucks is, I mean, they built this team around those three with nothing, and when they're gone, it's like, oh, we're screwed. We'll see what happens. Tied. New series.
Yeah, new series. Starting there. And the other game yesterday, boy, the Phoenix Suns, the 2-seed, sweep the Denver Nuggets and MVP Nikola Jokic there. Only, I believe, the fourth MVP ever to be swept in a series and be out.
I would love to know.
He does go for 22 and 11 last night, but the story on that was, when you look at the other side, is Chris Paul, 14 and 19, 37.7 assists. Booker, 34 points, 11 rebounds. Bridges goes for 14, 8 and 12 and 7. He's 6 of 10 every single night, by the way, right now. He's going 6 of 10. He's shooting 60% or more every single night right now on that side. But they get a lot there on that. But they're out. Suns will now await.
Did you see what the Nuggets coach said? Yeah, Chris Paul may be the best point guard ever to play.
Ooh,
I mean, that's saying a lot. But and obviously it's not true. But the other story to that game was Jokic just kind of losing his head.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, obviously frustration came out, and he had a really hard foul. Him and Booker getting up to each other's face, have some conversation. He gets ejected.
That swipe was pretty nasty.
It was. He gets ejected from the game.
Out.
But there's a lot of, there's a few, probably a lot people of NBA players thinking this. I think Ja Morant, there was some other guys that came out and said, like, he shouldn't be ejected. League got soft.
You think?
League got soft. I do.
That injury could have been
a flagrant of some sort.
I mean, that injury could have been really bad. Like the commentator said, I don't know who it was. It might have been Chris Webber. He said that's how you break somebody's nose right there. If I mean, the way he came down, he could have broken the dude's nose, but I don't know. Nonetheless, Jokic was clearly just irritated.
Yeah, he came out and said, I wanted to change the rhythm of the game. I want to give us some energy, maybe change the whistle a little bit. So I wanted to make a hard foul. Did I hit him? Did I not hit him? We don't know, so I'm sorry if I did it because I did not want to injure him or hit him in the head on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, it did look like he was going for ball, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But if you're saying maybe he didn't get ejected from that, because maybe what did eject him was when he pushed Booker, because he did kind of shove him when they got together. Do you think if they had Murray, that's a different series?
Yes, yeah. Suns coach Monty Williams also was taken back by the ejection, by the way. I really didn't think it was anything malicious. In those moments, you have to regulate your emotions. That's what we've been talking about all season long. So, I mean, conflicting stuff about it, but a lot of people out there said the league has just gotten soft.
Yeah.
In those situations.
I mean, they've been soft for years.
Yep. Tonight, NBA-wise, you'll get some other series get going right now. Philly currently up 2-1. They'll be in Atlanta. Sixers visiting there. Plus 3, by the way. Hawks getting 3 points.
Okay. I like that. By the way, that Sixers game, they kicked ass against the Hawks. That was pretty nice.
So you got that one tonight. That'll be a 6:30 start, TNT. Also, following that on TNT as well, 9 o'clock, you get Jazz, one-seeded Jazz, headed to L.A., to play in the Staples Center tonight. That series is 2-1. Clippers favored by 5. I'm really trying to figure this Clippers team out. When they're good, they're good. When they're not, they're not.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it.
Right? And you know Kawhi is going to do his thing. To me, it's all about like Paul George and the other supporting cast.
I can see why it's L.A. today, right? I mean,
yep.
It's interesting how... You could already tell Lou's made some adjustments, which he did in the last series.
Yeah, it's just what Paul George are you going to get? That's the one thing that I always look at.
And it looks like Conley is not playing tonight.
Yes,
for the Jazz.
Out.
So that's interesting. I'll take the... Actually, I like Jazz plus 5.
Hawks-Jazz.
Five seems like quite a bit. Yeah, I like Jazz and Hawks, too.
Hawks-Jazz tonight. I'll take the points and then see where it goes.
You making the drive up to Council Bluffs, or am I?
Can't today. Okay. So we'll just have to do it another way.
Or if our, you know...
If we had an app.
If our legislature would get their stuff together, that would be great.
If we had an app.
No, but we're not even going to get that.
Nope. So... that's the NBA. Let's take a break right now. We come back. Let's talk a little Major League Baseball in the weekend that was.